The Green Party leader is tonight warning his coalition colleagues to stop throwing digs over the budget. Minister Eamon Ryan says budget negotiations should be done, quote, behind closed doors. His comments come after a week which saw public insults exchanged between Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, sparked by a newspaper column written by three Fine Gael junior ministers, reportedly with the imprimatur of the Taoiseach, Leo Varadkar. Brian Mahan of the Irish Daily Mail. Who's saying what today?
So Eamon Ryan has, as you say, come out and has been trying to play the peacemaker after Fine Gael came out and said, I think quite bluntly, you know, that they wanted a tax cut in the range of €1,000 on average for the average family worker. It was very quickly briefed after that would cost, I think, in the region of €1 billion a year. I think it's got the goat up of Fianna Fáilers in particular. And Micheál Martin at the Fianna Fáil Parliamentary Party meeting last night made it clear in no uncertain terms that this was unhelpful. Michael McGrath was the Minister of Finance and he would be the one who would kind of deliver the budget. I think there's a couple of things going on here. I think Fianna Fáil haven't had the finance ministry in a long time, so they don't like Fine Gael after just giving it up, trying to dictate or set the tone or the pace of budget negotiations 4 or 5 months out. But they also want to be in charge of and being seen to be the guys who give out all the goodies at the budget, and they don't want Fine Gael to get ahead on that as well. But I was speaking to a Fine Gael minister today and they were almost amused at the reaction from Fianna Fáil. They swore blind they hadn't been expecting quite the reaction from Fianna Fáil. So I'm not sure if I quite believed what they were saying to me, but that was certainly the position within Fine Gael. They were like, well, we made the point and now we're here 4 days later, still talking about it, which then forced Eamon Ryan today to come out and be the adult in the room and tell everybody to, you know, put their toys back in their pram and act like adults.
Eamon Ryan saying don't do these negotiations in public, mm-hmm. and there's still quite a bit to go yet until the budget, isn't that right?
Yeah, well, I mean, the budget is in the middle of October and we're just coming into the end of May, start of June. So it's going to be a long summer of flying kites and people calling for budget proposals.
So should we be taking any of this seriously? Have we perhaps, the media, the politicians, have we fallen into the trap set by the Fine Gael press office?
Potentially. I think there's definitely a bit of politicking going on. I think it's perhaps Leo Varadkar. You know, he does this every so often. You know, I'm reminded of the 30% income tax from last year, which he floated, and we're still no closer to having that.
Something which Pascal Donoghue was reportedly against. Are we any clear as to his intentions here or his opinion of all this furore over the last few days?
I think he kept relatively quiet, and I was told Michael McGrath last night said very little in the Fianna Fáil Parliamentary Party meeting, and it was Micheál who was taking the lead on hitting back at Fine Gael.
And Simon Coveney, Barry Andrews, saying this morning that they didn't mean to upset anyone in Fine Gael, but did they get the goats up of you and your Fianna Fáil colleagues?
Well, if that's what their proposal was, then no, it didn't. I mean, I was at the Fianna Fáil Parliamentary Party meeting last night, albeit remote from Brussels, and the tonnage was very clear, as Brian has just outlined, that there is only one government. There is a concept such as collective responsibility, and this is particularly true of budgetary matters where there are very strict protocols about revealing any proposals that might come up in the budget that cost previous politicians their careers or their position, not their careers. So what sort of struck me as very odd about it was the sort of spectatorhood of ministers of the government writing op-eds as if they don't have a more direct route to influence budget negotiations overall.
So that, you don't think it's good politics?
And what's very odd about it as well, and I think, by the way, you're right, we will forget about this. We have a summer economic statement coming up very soon, and that'll bring us back on to more solid territory. But, you know, in the last budget, somebody on €52,000 got a tax benefit of around €830, €850 anyway. And the likelihood is that the proposal that's in the Fine Gael op-ed might be delivered anyway. And if income tax changes were indexed, it would probably deliver the one that. So it's a bit of a three-card trick, frankly, Barry, and I just hope people aren't taken in by it.
Well, I'm sure, but what of the politics of it here, away from the proposal? One of the junior ministers, Jennifer Carl McNeill, in your constituency, of course, she's only elected since 2020, a councillor since 2019, and telling your finance minister what to do. That surely mustn't sit too well with you.
Well, the Taoiseach made it very clear that his focus in the budget will be on fixed incomes, people on low incomes, people on middle incomes. He made a particular point about the cost of disability report, which he got recently, and about trying to provide some tax relief for renters on both sides of that situation. But I think Eamon Ryan ultimately is correct about this. We need to move on. These discussions should be behind closed doors. They are important. They do raise important issues about what our priorities are going to be in the context of this enormous budget surplus. But I think we need to move on.
Breed Smith, what do you make of it all?
Well, they're flying kites and having a go at each other with pre-election tensions, and I don't think we have seen the end of that, but that's, you know, the drama of the whole thing. But the real issue here is the way workers are lagging behind, workers and social welfare recipients lagging way behind in this country with inflation. And we've seen the hardship that people are undergoing through rising rents, energy, food costs, while profits are soaring. None of them talk about that issue. Social Justice Ireland have called for a social welfare increase across the board of 20 to 25 euro. Let's hear them discuss that. Let's hear them discuss real wage rises for all workers.
So is there something
that
wrong then
with
putting
inflation?
1,000 euro in the pocket of a middle income earner, as the Fine Gael people are proposing?
No, I'm not saying that that's wrong or this is wrong, but it's very interesting to see how well they can ignore the needs of the ones that are most hard pressed, people on social protection, on pensions, on disability, and not respond to the social justice call, or not respond, or the way they might respond to the call that is needed for all workers to receive a pay rise, because they're way out of, effectively workers and people on social protection have had a pay cut with the rate of inflation not being matched.
Barry Andrew.
And just reporting back from the meeting last night, and to repeat what I said earlier on, the thing that Taoiseach tried to stress was that Fianna Fáil would try to deliver for people on fixed incomes, low incomes and middle incomes. That's specifically what he said. And when we see the summer economic statement, we'll see the way that this distribution of expenditure against tax will be. Last year, there were 6 billion euro increase in expenditure, and a lot of that, of course, for social protection. And part of the debate this week was around the old age pension increase. So I think it's not fair to say that it was just about the people on the middle income, the squeezed middle. It was about a much broader budgetary debate this week.
Well, I'll just finish with this point, because sure. I know Rita wants to come in. But that's not what the public are hearing. We're not hearing any of that from any of the parties that recognise that people on social protection, the worst off, pensioners and people on disability, are not being lifted out of it.
The Taoiseach did tell the Dáil yesterday, when the Labour leader Ivana Bacsik raised the Bernardo's report, responding to essentially to the point that you're making there, that your assessment about choices and trade-offs is fundamentally wrong. If you pursue the right economic policies, the right policies in trade, you grow the cake and there could be more for everyone. That's what the Taoiseach thinks.
Just to finish my point, you grow the cake by implementing a wealth tax. There is a huge amount of wealth in this country that goes untaxed. And when you're not talking about one-off payments, you're talking about regular annual payments that will come through a wealth tax, and by implementing an actual effective rate of corporation tax on the multinational corporations. That hasn't happened, and the wealth tax is something they will not touch. And that we've done budget costings on it, can bring in billions, and I don't want to take up
all the time. Ray Crone and Sinn Féin, what do you think of it all?
Well, there's trouble in paradise. There's the coalition parties are in disagreement, and there's a bit of jostling for position certainly going on. I think this has to do with the Fine Gael. They're having disastrous polls lately. This is just, you know, looking for attention, really. I believe that no matter what budget proposals they have, this is about their party. This isn't about the people. I think this is just kite flying, and
they're insistent, the Fine Gael ministers, that they want to look after the person that gets up early in the morning. What is there to dislike about that?
Well, we all get up early in the morning. No, there's no doubt that the budget is going to have to meet this cost of living crisis that people are suffering at the moment, and low and middle income people do need to catch a break. So, you know,
Do you disagree with the proposal?
No, well, I don't disagree with the proposal, but I do think that people and low incomes as well and social welfare, we are in the middle of a cost of living crisis and a housing crisis. You know, the amount of money that people need now to keep a roof over their head, to keep food on the table. And this is just kite flying by Fine Gael. This is really meat for shows like this, headlines.
But just if you actually read the article, the op-ed,
yes,
there is a line that makes a reference to a greater than 1,000 euro tax relief for people on 52,000. There was another 800 words talking about all the other issues you've just mentioned.
Brian?
I just think it's worth remembering in the context, we're going to have a huge budget surplus for a long time in the next couple of years, given what we know now. And everybody wants their piece of the pie, and Fine Gael are just first out of the traps. That doesn't mean they're going to get what they want, but they're first out of the traps.
But one Fianna Fáil Senator, Breed Smith, Malcolm Byrne, he has accused the Fine Gael ministers of behaving like people before profit, and the potential tax revenue from Apple, spending it several times over before it is even all returned. So Fianna Fáil Senator Malcolm Byrne saying you've plenty in common with the three junior ministers.
Poor Malcolm, he needs to get a good night's rest or something. I mean, I've just gone through the argument about why we need a wealth tax, and neither Malcolm Byrne nor Jennifer Carl McNeill will touch that issue. They are not talking about it, and we absolutely need it.
Barry Andrews, back to the interplay between the two parties momentarily. You weren't a fan of the confidence and supply arrangement. What's your feeling now?
Oh, well, I mean, that you're talking about 2019. I think it was before we were in government. I think the Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael Green government has delivered stability in this country, and I think we can be pretty complacent about the importance of that, particularly when you look at the situation across the water, across the Irish Sea, what political instability really looks like. So, you know, and when I'm in Europe, Barry, you know, they look at the performance of the Irish economy for all its deficits, and every one of the 27 EU member states have deficits, whether it's around infrastructure or housing, they all have issues. But they would take our arm off for the performance of the Irish economy.
But
right
at
now,
the convention where you expressed your frustration about that arrangement, your colleague Conor Lenehan said it was time to get the posh boys out of office in a reference to Fine Gael. And yet now we see this interplay between the two parties this week.
Well, you know, that's campaigning for a convention in 2019. Things have changed considerably. We've gone through terrible difficulties with COVID. We've gone through terrible difficulties with the war in Ukraine. And we still are performing exceptionally well as an economy by comparison to our European colleagues. And I think this government, I think a lot of people will be looking at this issue at the next election, you know, about what the choices they have and what
differences. But just briefly, Michael Creed, he has said that his party shouldn't take lectures from those who crashed the economy and are still on probation, obviously in reference to Fianna Fáil of the Green Party, a government upon which you were a member of cabinet in. How would you respond to Michael Creed?
Well,
do you feel on probation still?
No, I think he needs to splash a bit of water on his face in this instance. Look, the government, I think this issue is a storm in a teacup, frankly. I think it was a mistake to put this op-ed in the paper. We're still chatting about it a few days later. I think it was a misjudgment. I think there are proper channels, particularly for somebody who's a junior minister in the Department of Finance, to influence the outcome of the budget negotiations.
There was a discussion within Fine Gael, it is my understanding, as to, you know, whose name should be on this op-ed, or should it be backbenchers, should it be cabinet members, should it be junior ministers? And they landed on junior ministers because it was the sweet spot between backbenchers who can say anything and cabinet ministers who will set off an almighty row if they put their names to it.
OK, well, lots of you getting in touch. Barry, do these three Fine Gael junior ministers feel they have such little influence in government that they have to run to the media, or are Fine Gael just addicted to the drama? People want government to get on with their job, so says Luke. Conversations need to happen behind closed doors, question mark. Whatever happened to transparency, asks another of you. A tweet in here, minimum wage rise, let's wait for calls of Armageddon from ISMI. We're going to discuss that now. And the coalition government are like the wasps in autumn. They're on the way out and are starting to sting each other. That text in there, very evocative language.